Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, say it ain't so, Joe. Biden on the run about a possible run. Let's get right to it. Joe Biden is a nice guy. Virtually everyone will vouch for that. But he's prone to gaffes. He's also 72 years of age and has already been vice president for damn near 8 years. He's already missed the first Democratic presidential contenders debate held 2 nights ago in Las Vegas. More importantly, however, in this year of outsiders outdoing insiders, Joe Biden, even more than Hillary Clinton, is an out-and-out insider. He's also tied to Barack Obama and all of his policy choices since 2008 by virtue of being Obama's vice presidential pick. There's far more to lose for Joe by running now than any small hope, and I frankly think it's smaller than most people think, any small hope of actually claiming or winning outright the Democratic nomination. The clock has been ticking for quite some time now for Joe Biden. Barack Obama started his run for the presidency in February 2007. Here it is heading into November 2015, and Biden has still not made any formal pronouncements on this matter. Joe, history is on the side of Hillary. It is time for a woman president. Now, while Hillary is not blemish-free and has her own baggage, she is an extremely accomplished and gifted woman in her own right. History wins, Joe. Sorry. Life often is not fair, but that's life. So, Joe, you'd best be served by making a classy announcement this coming weekend, making it perfectly clear that while you gave it serious thought, you've come to the conclusion that the country already has two fine, upstanding candidates, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, from which to select. Do the right thing, Joe. History will be more than kind to you. You can go out a real winner, and your legacy will be sterling forever. After all, Joe, you're not really running because you want to. It's more like you're running because you feel you have to. And that's no good, Joe. That's no reason enough, and you know it. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, thanks for listening.